We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
General Honore, who joins us right now, it's amazing how General, I don't know when you said that, did you realize you were going to add a phrase to the American lexicon that was going to be with us forever?
Had no idea.
But it did turn into that, you know. As a matter of fact, he's got a book out that says Don't Get Stuck on Stupid. Leadership in Action. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, David, as you and I were talking about, it was 8 years ago this very morning that I was talking to Billy Nungesser about this explosion that had happened in the Gulf. And we're talking about people in rescue boats and who was missing and who wasn't. And at that time, we had no idea what this was about to turn into, and that's what General Honore is here to talk about. Good morning, sir. First off, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. It really is.
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, New Orleans, and happy tricentennial. What a weekend to be back in the city. And remember on this day, a very sad thing, where 11 people died on this what has turned out to be a historic oil spill in the Gulf by BP. And now, 8 years later, we are still addressing the aftermaths, because if you watch some of the advertisements, you think it's all over. It's not over. For thousands of people who participated in the cleanup that have not seen justice yet. And that's what we're trying to bring light on this 8-year memorial of those who died and trying to get justice for the survivors, Tommy.
I think, you know, again, and we're talking about this off the air, to a lot of us, it is something that happened 8 years ago. And it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. But for the people that have yet to be made whole, this is like it happened yesterday, or maybe even worse, because it might be 20 years, it seems like, to them they've been suffering. And explain, if you will, who got paid, who didn't, and the effect that it's having on those that didn't.
Well, the first round of payments, a lot of it went to businesses that took losses. They got the majority of that money. Some of them as far away as Florida. Matter of fact, at one time, people in Florida had more money than people in Louisiana.
And was not proportionate, was it?
It's not proportionate. Yeah. Because they were able to file claims because they lost restaurant business or they lost their timeshare income. On the other hand, the poor people who were picking up the tar balls, picking up the debris, many of them not having the proper uniform, OSHA had advised BP that they needed to be in protective uniforms. That was not provided all the time. And the consequences of that is that many of them over time have become ill. Some have died waiting on their day in court. Because the way the process is set up in the first round, some people opted out of the suit, and many of those are the ones we're trying to address now, because they've been waiting 8 years to get back in court. And it's time for the Eastern District of Louisiana Federal Court under Judge Barbieri, who's proceeded over the first round, to bring this to justice so these people can have their day in court, because many of them now are relying on public assistance for health care, because the health care doesn't address when they have organ failures. They can get told that they're sick, then they have to go find health care. Some of them can't work anymore. They can't take care of their families. And I said in some cases, the breadwinner of the family, the husband, died, leaving a spouse and five children to take care of.
The people that opted out, they were not looking to win the lottery or a giant payday. I'm guessing they thought that after everybody else got paid at the top, there was no way there was enough to take care of whatever legitimate problems they were having.
And some of the people who got paid in the first round got as little as $1,300. Mm. And again, we didn't know what we didn't know at the time, because some of these, the effects of these chemicals have effect over time on organs. They don't happen in the first 6 months. They don't happen in the first year. It's sometime 2 to 3 years. And that's the group and the class that we're talking about that's been waiting for this next round of judgments from Judge Barbier and the lawyers that are involved. And the lawyers in the first round did very well. They got in excess of $500 million representing the victims. It's time to get this thing back in court, get it back on schedule. We don't want BP to use the old Exxon playbook from Exxon Valdez, where they waited for years, where most of the people died because waiting on judgment. We can't allow that to happen. You know, this whole BP settlement didn't settle well with me, Tommy. I don't know how it settled with you when BP was allowed to pay half of the fine that the federal government could have charged them. Then our representatives gave them 15 years to pay off the fine, and they will be able to write that fine off in federal tax losses for paying us for doing damage to us. It's like they've got the best of all deals. The day after that judgment happened, BP stocks went up. So they've gone about their business with a lot of local advertisements and papers and on cable saying how better they're doing with safety. We're glad to hear that. But let us not forget the poor people, many of them working people, and the families that remain that have not had their day in court. And that must happen and need to happen now. We cannot let that drag out. The last administration let BP off the hook. And many of our local government official, congressmen, and the administrator involved were all clapping that this was a good deal. It wasn't a good deal for Louisiana. It wasn't a good deal for our people. And we see the results of it today.
Is this a function of people not being able to prove that they were adversely impacted, or is it just tied up in the courts right now?
Well, it's a combination of all the above. Their cases have been set aside waiting for a court date. And it's time, what we're asking for is let's get that court date. Let's have several of them because we got thousands of people. And can you imagine thousands of people coming in with claims that are related to organ failures based on the exposure that they had to these chemicals? And let's face it, Tommy, that's always a contested event when I tell you I got sick for something you did for me. That's why we have the courts. This is why the democracy work. And it's time for them to have their day in court.
So why the delay?
That's a good question. I imagine the volume has something to do with it. And it also is a offshoot of the Exxon playbook. Wait. The longer they wait, the better off it is for the company. It's harder for people to prove their loss, direct relationship to their exposure. And we know their exposure had impact. And it's not just civilians. We have some of our members in the military, National Guard, as well as Coast Guard, that were exposed that are now affected by this. This is a crying damn shame. As I said, the last administration under President Obama and hold of them, they let BP off the hook. The BP CEO walked on the beach in Louisiana, in Mississippi, looked at a tar ball and said he wanted his life back. Mr. Juneau from Lafayette, the administrator who was supposed to be taking care of our people, when the claim was over in 2016, he used that same line. They all want their life back. They've got millions of dollars. The CEO for BP at the time went on to another big job. He was saw sailing in his yacht club the week after in England. You remember that picture?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And now Mr. Juneau is joining the rest of his friends over in Lafayette at their big hunting clubs and all the other things they got, having received millions of dollars. Yet our citizens, people who can least afford to wait for their day in court, are still waiting. And that's what we are asking Judge Barbier to get these cases to court, and let's help these people so they can live and take care of their families and get proper health care.
So what can you do, General? What are you doing? Is there any way to speed this process up?
Well, we're here today. We think we're taking this opportunity of the 8th year memorial of the those who lost their lives, as well as the ones that remain, the survivors who remain alive today. And at 10:15 today, we're going to do a news conference to raise public awareness. There's never a good time to talk about this. This is tricentennial weekend. The tall ships are here, and the damn Pelicans are winning. I mean, in the middle of all of this, we've got pain and suffering of our people. So there's never a good time to talk about bad stuff.
All right.
Among all the great things that we celebrate in 300 years survival of this event. That being said, at 10:15 we're doing a news conference, and at 11 o'clock tomorrow we'll be doing a rally. And this information on the rally, Tommy, we have some great venues there.
Duncan Plaza, 11 o'clock. That's right by City Hall, right?
Right, by City Hall, right in the shadows of City Hall. And we sent a petition out. 25,000 people signed the petition in support of these survivors of the BP oil spill. It is not over. It's long from over. And again, as I told you, I'm still upset over the BP litigation, where the findings were so low that, again, the day after the court was finished, BP stocks went up. It didn't hurt them. Their stocks accelerated because people were expecting a lot worse, and they walked off. Nobody went to jail. 11 people dead. They lied. They deceived the people. They wouldn't even tell the government. We had Admiral Allen down here. He was all over them trying to get them to tell the truth. They had a camera on the spill for days and wouldn't share that with the government. The government wasn't ready. The government had no way to supervise the depth of that wellhead when it happened. Everybody looked the other way, and here this foreign company, British Petroleum, able to come in the Gulf, have an incident of this significance, 8 people dead, went to court, nobody went to jail. Yet we pick up people in New Orleans for a traffic violation that they hadn't paid and put them in jail.
So the rally tomorrow, you're expecting a big crowd. What needs to happen? Does the judge need to quit granting continuances to the defense? Is that what's going on? Are the plaintiff's attorneys not active enough?
They need to get on schedule. They need to communicate with the people. When the last time you saw something in the paper or anybody from the lawyers that's appointed to supervise this, they come on and say, this is public information. If you are a victim, this is where you need to go. This is the help you can get and when the court date. This is why we're using this date to highlight 8 years. It's time to get on with this because these people will continue to lose their health. Many of them can't work, and some of them have lost their lives. It's time to get this in court.
If somebody's listening that was part of the cleanup effort and has some, health effects or didn't know that they still can file a claim, is that what's going on here, and they can still do that if they haven't?
Well, potentially. They'll need to certainly contact a lawyer. But right now what we're asking people to do is to show up at the rally on Saturday. Come out, you know, make your voice heard. We have a Facebook page called Justice for BP Health Victims on Facebook. There you can find a lot of information about the rally. There's some videos with some testimonials of sick cleanup workers that haven't had their day in court. There's also a link to the online Care 2 petition that we now, in just a few days, have over 25,000 signatures.
Wow.
So we're going to keep that growing. But to come out tomorrow, there will be, you know, red beans and rice available, for free while it lasts. We're going to have some music. It's New Orleans, so we cannot, you know, have a rally without a brass band. So the Hot 8 Brass Band will be playing. And we'll have a lot of cleanup workers and other coastal residents that have been impacted.
All right, it's all tomorrow. Starts at 11 o'clock, Duncan Plaza. General, a pleasure. Your book, Don't Get Stuck on Stupid. Thank you. I'm going to read it and maybe come back talk about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.